Here on CJNS, my name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now. Great chatting with Ashley Cook. Ashley, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing today?
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. I'm doing so good. It's my second day ever in Canada, so I'm getting used to the cold. I'm from Florida, so this is not normal, but we're getting there.
Well, welcome to Canada. That's awesome. Yeah, this time touring Canada in like January and February can be a little iffy weather-wise, but hopefully the tour is off to a good start. And I do want to ask you a lot about the tour, but first off, a couple of songs that I'd like to ask you about. I'm a big fan of your music, and one of my favorites is Running Back. It was released recently. Can you tell us a little bit about Running Back and kind of the story behind that one, how that came to be written?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you so much for loving that song. You know, it's funny because that song, you know, Nashville songwriters usually walking into the rooms, we have like titles on our phones or, you know, we come in with an idea, but that song was written with two of my favorite people in the whole world, Will Weatherly and Emily Wiseband in Nashville. And we were just kind of talking about that phase when you're younger and you're like madly in love with somebody and it doesn't work out for, you know, college or whatever the hell reason it might be.
Yeah.
You grow up and you maybe get married or you kind of move on and you always think back to that person and think like, you know, would it even be the same if we met each other now, like in today's, you know, life and who we are now? And so we were all reminiscing on those people for us. And of course I have a guy that I have running back, you know, whatever. And, you know, we all talked about that and we all kind of had somebody that we could point to in that kind of, you know, inspiration. And Running Back was born in the room, just totally off of conversation.
I love it. I love it. It's a great song. And that the music video for that one, where was that filmed? Was that filmed back in Florida? Was that Tennessee? Where was it filmed?
It was Tennessee. It was a Springfield High School football field. And it was honestly really magical. Like, that whole night, the sky was painted, like, watercolor, beautiful. I mean, it was seriously magical. That video is so special.
That's cool. I love it. I can join right now by Ashley Cook. And another song that I'd like to ask you about is a really emotional song called Never Till Now. Now, you also sung this one with Brett Young as well, which is just fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about Never Till Now? It's such a special song.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that song so much, and I'm honored that Brett wanted to sing it. That song came out, so me and one of my really good friends from college, his name is Matt Roy, we were, you know, before I ever signed a publishing deal, signed a record deal, just both, you know, independent writers, we were sitting in my apartment in the middle of the pandemic talking about how I was so frustrated by breakups, and I was like, man, I so want this, like, you know, love that I've been dreaming of and the kind of thing that's just, like, you know, not fairy tale, but just, like, comfortable and fun and that kind of love. And so I wrote Never Till Now out of a place of manifestation. I hadn't met that person yet, of that. So it's really fun, and I posted that song. I released the song by myself without a duet partner first.
Posted
it on social media, and it caught the attention of Brett Young, and he was like, I'd love to hop on here as a duet, and rest is history.
Wow. It's a great song. I absolutely love it, and the two of you sound awesome together. It's great again, a great collaboration. So I'm a big fan of Brett Young. I'm also a big fan of Rascal Flatts, one of my absolute favorite groups of all time and one of my favorite concerts I've ever attended. Now, you got to hang out a little, I think that's fair to say, with Gary at the Grand Ole Opry. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went and performing there on the Opry for your debut and having Gary there hanging out?
Dude, well, first off, Rascal Flatts is like half the reason I'm even in this genre. I was obsessed with them too when I was a kid, like massive fan. I've become friends with Jay DeMarcus over the years, and Gary I had met at a NASCAR race and we became friends, and you know, we just kind of, you know, texted back and forth, became friends, whatever. And when my team heard that I was making my Grand Ole Opry debut and they got the news, they were like, how can we present this the coolest way to Ash? Like, who's somebody that's influenced her whole life? And they contacted Gary and he was like, I would be more than happy to let Ashley know that her Grand Ole Opry debut is coming. So I walk into, you know, my management office and Gary's there with a video saying like, welcome to the Opry, like your debut is going to be this day. And so I was already like in tears over just the video, but then I show up on my Grand Ole Opry debut night. And I had no idea, right before I walked on stage, he was in the wings with us. And, you know, usually they have somebody from the Opry introducing new people to the circle and kind of announcing the debut.
Yeah.
And right before I walk out, I see Gary kind of, like, walking towards the podium. And I'm like, no, there's no way. And he walks over and is like, hey, you know, I would love to introduce my friend and you know, new Grand Ole Opry inductee, you know, to come on in the circle. And so I was like, what? I was so hard not to cry backstage before I even walked into the damn circle because I was like, this
Wow.
is so full circle, no pun intended. So it was really cool.
I like it. I like the way you worded that. I've been to Nashville a few times, 3 or 4 times. I've been to the Grand Ole Opry. It's an extremely special place, and that must have just been unbelievable. I believe that video was posted on socials. I don't remember where I watched it, but I believe I did see it. That's super cool. So Ashley, you're on tour right now. Welcome to Canada. You're in Canada hanging out with the Reklaws. They're fantastic. How's kind of the start of the tour been going for you? How much are you looking forward to the rest of the tour?
It has been so much fun already. We only have played one night in Kitchener. It was mm-hmm. Griffin Palmer, myself, and the Reklaws. And I will say, I've never stepped foot in this country. This is my first time here.
Yeah.
And it blew me away how many people in the crowd already knew the words to my music. It, like, blew me away. I was like, wait, what? So
yeah.
It's really fun, and I'm pumped to get to kind of continue to travel around this country and get to see all of its beauty and just get to meet people, because a lot of people will, you know, comment on my social media saying, like, come to Canada,
mm-hmm.
and I've always been like, I want to get there, and now I see why, because people really do love my music, which is super, super flattering and humbling, so it's awesome.
It's awesome. No, that's fantastic. Again, hopefully the rest of the tour goes awesome, because I believe you're also going to be making your way to the UK as well. Have you been to the UK, or would that be your first time as well?
That's my first time there too. I really haven't like traveled outside the US a whole lot. I went on a cruise when I was a kid, but like that's about it. I feel like this is my first time like really getting to see kind of places outside of the US, and I'm pumped to get to do it like with music, you know? So
that's
excited.
Awesome. I saw also on your social media that coming up, I think this spring, are you headlining a show or a tour in Florida, whereabouts you're from? So how much are you looking forward to that? Because that must be kind of a bucket list item for you.
Oh, my gosh. I so am. It's my very first headlining shows ever. And so I get to play that in Florida, my home state, which I'm pumped about. And we kind of decided, so Tortuga Music Festival, if you know what that is, it's in Fort Lauderdale. It's a huge
mm-hmm.
music festival. That's around where I grew up. So I went there every year growing up. And was just madly in love with that festival and dreamed of playing the stage. And so this year is the first year that I get to play the main stage at that festival. And so my agent and I were talking about, you know, oh, how could we, you know, incorporate some headline shows, my first ever, like, let's see what happens. And so we kind of routed it down to Fort Lauderdale from Nashville, and we're calling it the Road to Tortuga. So it's kind of like,
cool.
You know, no play on, you know, the play on words of, like, my whole life, the Road to Tortuga, and then also, like, literally the
yeah.
road. So it's
yeah.
going to be a lot of fun. We're doing a lot of headline shows this year, but those are just the first that we've announced. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. Ashley, before I let you go, there's one other song I'd like to ask you about, because I believe it was probably the song I heard of yours for the first time that kind of made me a big fan of your music, and that's a Sunday morning, kind of Saturday night. Now, that's from a couple years ago, I believe, but can you tell us a little bit about that one and kind of the story behind that one?
100%. It is. Actually, I think that was my first song added to Today's Country on Apple Music in Canada.
Yeah.
So that's funny you asked me about that. I love that. You know, that song was the first song that I didn't write that I cut.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
so in love with it because one of, again, Matt Roy, the one that I talked about with Never
yeah.
Till Now, one of my friends
mm-hmm.
from college, he wrote that song. And, you know, my management team, we were all kind of hanging out, and they were playing me songs that they loved that they've heard recently, not even, like, to pitch to me, just to kind of, like, play in the room, just to kind of hang out and vibe and listen to some music. And
mm-hmm.
that song was played, and it was a demo, unreleased. And I was like, you guys, what is this song? I love this so much. And I've been writing songs since I was 11, so usually I always cut, you know, songs that I write. But I was
yeah.
like, oh, my
yeah.
gosh, this is literally feels like everything that I loved growing up. It feels like me. It feels like my story. I feel like I wrote it. And I was like, okay, well, I have to cut this song. Like, I have to put it out. And
yeah,
Nashville
yeah.
is just full of incredible songwriters. And so it's like, it's doing you a disservice if you don't, you know, open your mind to cut out
mm-hmm.
that song. So I was like, man, got to do it. And that song opened up so many doors for me. And I'm just thankful that they let me cut it, you know?
It's a fantastic song. Absolutely love it. Ashley, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your time in Canada and have a great rest of your tour. And thank you again, and we're wishing you all the best going forward. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.